This episode is brought to you by Starburst. Being a pink Starburst is about more than enjoying your favorite juicy treat. It's a mindset. It's about being yourself and embracing self-love by prioritizing your needs and appreciating and celebrating all the things that make you unique. Celebrate what makes you you with all pink Starburst. Tap the banner or visit starburst.com to learn more.
Hey there, my friends call me Big Bobby. I dream big. I like big burgers, and I'm big on streaming. And when it comes to catching those big moments of my favorite shows, I unfold the big 7.6-inch screen of my new Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 5.
I love you, James. I've always loved you.
And Big Bobby also gets big feelings. Good for you, James. You deserve it.
Go big wherever you go on the big screen of the new Galaxy Z Fold 5. Get yours now at Samsung.com.
Today's show is brought to you by the new HBO series, Crashing 2525. What is the 26th century like for a stand-up comedian that recently got cryogenically unfrozen? Will he ever get a chance to sit down at the table at the Comedy Cellar, especially now that the table is a hoverboard? Find out on the season premiere of Crashing 2525 on HBO and use offer code FRIENDSPOD to receive an extra 10% more footage from the episode. HBO, we got the yucks. Let's do it. Welcome to Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends podcast, going through each and every episode of the show Friends. My name is Tom Sharpling. I'm the host. And tonight we are going to talk about another episode of Friends. So why don't we go and meet my friends and your friends, the Friends. Meet My Friends, the Friends. Let's get the show started. Long intro. Oh, yeah. It's good to hear that song again. Meet My Friends, the Friends is back for season four. And tonight, we are going to do the one with the jellyfish, the first episode from season four of Friends. And it's going to be a good one. We're going to talk all about it. I want to just tell everybody, we are doing the show from Los Angeles. I'm out here working, and I know we haven't done Meet My Friends of Friends in a long time, but the show is back and here we go, and I'm excited about it. And I'm also excited to welcome my producer. We got Pat Byrne. How are you, Pat?
Hey, welcome to the new era. This is La La Land. We are doing it. This is I Love Lucy Land, and I am just honored to be in the city of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
It's so exciting.
It's great to see you.
I'm here to make this happen, Tom.
It's great to see you.
Thank you. I'm here to make this show happen for you.
It's great to see you. Thanks for coming. You came across the country to bring to yourself here to help me get this.
Yeah.
Get this rolling.
I took a karma from one coast to the other.
Yeah. And we are excited, and this episode is going to be exciting, and I'm thrilled to have you here, and the future is bright. The
future's unwritten. We're gonna be just popping off episodes L.A. style.
Yeah, that's right.
Old Hollywood style.
Yeah, old. Well, yeah. I mean,
that's what people say, right?
You just said it.
Yeah.
So that's fine. So we're here. We're gonna do episode 401 of Friends, season 4, episode 1. The one with the jellyfish. Now, this episode was written by Will Calhoun and directed by Shelley Jensen, and it originally aired on September 25th of 1997. And I don't know what that was, but I just got a little sound there. I guess maybe people are excited. They're already emailing about Meet My Friends, the Friends. You think? It wasn't, but the plot of this episode, Ross dumps Bonnie, his girlfriend, and Rachel writes Ross a long letter that she needs him to read before they get back together. He tries to read it, but he falls asleep and then has to fake it when she asks him about it. And then it turns out he's not happy with the contents of the letter, even though he says, I'll abide by it. He didn't read it, and then he's upset to realize what is in the letter, and they their breakup happens again, and Phoebe's upset in this one because her real mother never tried to contact her, and they finally reconcile, and Ursula, Phoebe's twin sister, knew all about it. Monica, Chandler, and Joey spend all day at the beach, and Monica gets stung by a jellyfish, and then Joey remembers that if you get stung by a jellyfish, you pee on the person, and there's a whole rigmarole with all of that, and it's really funny, and it's a good episode. And I will say, for this one, did you enjoy the episode, Pat?
I love Friends, first of all. It's exciting to be back, Tom. I'm happy to be here, and you know you can count on me for Friends,
because yeah.
If you remember... I'm the big fan of Friends.
You are a big fan of it. So this one, where does this rank for you?
I remember this one pretty well from when it aired, from reruns. So I put it up in maybe like in the 70th percentile.
Sure. But you're going on this as a you didn't watch it for like specifically for this though.
For today?
Yeah.
Well, no, hear me out though. It's gotten a little harder in the last few weeks because they actually took these episodes, and I thought this was maybe would be a talking point. We could talk about this. They took them off of Netflix.
They are not on Netflix now.
Correct.
Friends.
Yeah. So a little bit harder to find the Friends these days.
Well, it's a little bit harder, but it is not hard to find it. It's still on iTunes, and I'm sure it's all over the place. And
That's true. In my defense, I'm getting a little, acclimated here, trying to learn all the streets and the people and the faces and who's who. I was out here a little bit. I'm still a little bit in hiding too. Not going to name names, but it's great to be back out here and really just sticking my feet in the ground and learning. All the streets.
Yeah,
that's important so that you don't sound like a phony out there.
Sure. Well, you don't have to. I would say maybe less important to memorize the streets and just try to
Sunset.
Sunset.
Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah, it's one of the biggies.
Santa Monica.
That's
Boulevard.
Another one of the biggies. Yeah. Monica is one of the characters on Friends.
That's
which,
true.
I wish I thought of that.
No.
For this,
I'm thinking.
I had asked you, but. Neither here nor there. The show goes on. The show will go on. And let me just also say, today's show is brought to you by the new hit HBO series, Crashing 2525. Picking up 500 years after the end of Crashing, Pete Holmes is defrosted and making his way through the world as a stand-up comic in a world where stand-up is now a government-run profession where bombing can be truly deadly.
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots!
Right. Now streaming.
Dad! He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Does that.
Vacation Friends 2, rated R, now streaming only on Hulu.
With ever longer ingredient lists on beauty products, it's hard to tell what you're really buying. That's why Sephora is committed to cutting through the clutter and confusion, helping to push the industry forward by showing what's really in our products. Our clean standards mean products formulated without parabens, sulfates, phthalates, mineral oils, and more. So when you see the clean at Sephora seal, you know you're getting a clean you can count on. Learn more and shop clean at Sephora.com.
Now that he got woken up, can he still be woke? Guests for this season include Nick DiPaolo, Bobby Kelly, and the Artie Langbot 4000. Crashing 2525. The future's so bright, I gotta wear Pete Holmes. I didn't write this. And use offer code FRIENDSPOD to receive an extra 10% more footage from the episode. HBO, we got the yucks. They wanted me to say it more like the Arby's things, but that is as close as I'm going to get to that. So you didn't watch the episode. That's fine. I also want to say, we're here in L.A. We're doing this now. It's all good. We are going to take advantage of all the LA people that worked on Friends. I'm already poking around trying to figure out who was on it and get some guests lined up who
connections.
Who have real connections to the show. Yeah. And it's looking pretty good. We got a lot to look forward to. The Gunther interview that I was supposed to do. I was going to drive out to see him at his cabin in upstate New York, and that did not work out. He flaked on me. I'm not mad at him. It happens. We will reschedule that. He did say it would happen at a future date. We'll figure it out. But this episode, I feel like this episode is a really good return to form for Friends, where you got Phoebe has some good acting in it. Her character's good. Joey's got funny stuff to do, and
remind me a little bit of this episode again. I'm sorry.
Well, I did already.
I know,
read
but
the
just like
thing.
A couple of beats of what the main ones. I'm just trying to remember.
Well, as I had just said, Ross and Rachel decide they're going to get back together, and Rachel writes a long letter to Ross saying all the things she needs to say before they can reconcile, and Ross falls asleep when he's going to read it, and then that one. Yeah. Okay. So
wait, what if we pause? I'll read it. I'll read it a thorough description.
No,
we can start.
No.
We start
it's
from
okay.
the middle again.
Well, you know, we're going to do more of these. You just get up to speed.
All right. You know what? I'm
this
just
one?
I'm excited.
Yeah, you're excited.
I'm
it's
excited.
Fine.
We're doing this. We're building.
You don't worry about it. This is one that has, of course, everybody's one of people's favorite phrases. We were on a break gets said in this one.
Okay, yeah, bingo.
Yeah,
that's all I needed to hear. That's all I needed. Yeah,
and
I'm right back there. So this is a classic. Yeah,
this is a good one. Not nuts about Ross and Rachel in this one. Not nuts about Ross in this one. Rachel, I wasn't crazy how she convinced Bonnie to shave her head. Not my favorite thing, but and Ross being so judgy about that is bizarre. Whatever.
That wouldn't happen today. And doesn't the Frankie say relax t-shirt come back in this episode as like a
I don't think it did.
Oh, I'm thinking of something.
No, you must be thinking of something.
I'm sorry.
Else. That's fine. No, let me stay on point with this.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Let's just get to the segments that everybody loves about it, huh? How about that?
Yeah, and I want to say these are now mastered in HD. We for season 4, we spared no expense, so.
So it's time for a Friends First.
Friends First.
Yeah, and this it did sound very good, and thank you for helping with that stuff. Friends First, this is one of the first ones that has a on-camera recap. Joey, I guess he was Joey at that point because he was talking like he was going to go talk to Chandler. I don't think that's Matt LeBlanc saying he's going to go talk to a fictional character. So it's Joey as Joey recapping the episode because it was a cliffhanger from season 3. Friends fun fact.
Time for another fun Friends fact.
That's cool. I like the way that sounds. The fun Friends fact in this one, the last scene of the previous episode and the first scene of this one, which are supposed to be the same, actually differ quite dramatically. In the end of season 3, Ross opens Rachel's door and says hi and then closes it, finishing the episode. When the same scene is shown at the beginning of this one, Ross opens Rachel's door, says hi, but doesn't close it. He stays and talks to Rachel and then Bonnie when the door is open. So that's a little fun Friends fact. And I guess the line of the episode.
It's the line of the episode.
That one sounds pretty good.
Yeah, these are great. And our thanks to Jason Gore also for helping out.
Yeah, it's nice. The team is back.
You know, there's the ill will's gone. I'm Jason and I working together. He supports me being out here.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he kind of said, you know, better you than me as far as like being closer to you know who out here. But I'm feel a lot of time has passed. Nope.
All right.
No. Yeah. We're not.
So the quote. Look. Okay. The quote for this one line of the episode. It's Ross and Rachel are fighting, and then. And then Rachel says, and just so you know, it's not that common. It doesn't happen every guy. And it is a big deal. And then Chandler goes, I knew it.
Okay.
That's a classic.
That is great. Yeah.
That is a classic. And
I mean, runner up would be We Were on a Break, right?
Yeah, I guess for that. But this is the one for that. And just try it for next time to watch the episodes.
Yeah, no, I'm going to look into where I can do that.
Yeah.
I know you mentioned a few.
iTunes.
Okay, that's one.
Yeah, and I give this one, this is 9 out of 10 on this one. This is a 9 out of 10. And to rate the friends, I'll rate them on this one. We're going to go Phoebe, Joey, Chandler, Monica, Rachel, Ross.
That's fair.
Ross pulling up the rear yet again.
Yeah.
It happens.
You never know. Season 4 is young.
Yeah, season 4 is young, and we are going to get rolling on season 4, and I want to thank everybody for starting it back, and we're back, and we love you.
Sky's the limit.
Can't wait. Here we go. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll be back with another episode of Meet My Friends, the Friends, the only Friends podcast that is worth... It's the only Friends podcast. Don't worry about the other ones. Thanks for listening. We will be back soon. Meet My Friends, the Friends. Coming back already. Not coming back. It's back.
Woo.